ISIS is changing the face of a nation. A ministry in Guatemala learned sometimes radical change means radical blessing. We've got an update on what's been happening in Pakistan since the spring flooding. All that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a cultural revolution on, and its name is the Islamic State. Things they're doing mirror similar events in Russia, China, and Iran. Aside from setting up a new judicial, legislative, and executive branch, they're killing off science, fine arts, and rewriting history through a set of new education rules. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
It is really the next step in the Islamic State, setting up the structure and the culture of permanent society that they want to exist in the areas that they control.
What it means is the Islamic State is changing the face of a nation. Pray fervently. Refugees might be facing a permanent displacement.
The other thing I would encourage people to pray for is for the Lord to move supernaturally in these areas where all the Christians have been kicked out, where any Christians who are there are keeping very low underground profile. God is moving in the Muslim world through supernatural means, through dreams, through visions.
Next, how will this Islamic State reformation affect ministry in Muslim nations? We asked Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International, who says ISIS already has offices in Pakistan.
One of those offices is just a couple kilometers away from where we have about 10 church planters and pastors and evangelists working. It's as if what ISIS starts out with in Iraq and Syria, they're expected to do that in these other places now, too.
ISIS only shows signs of growing and expanding into more Muslim nations. Allen says the indigenous pastors they support are standing firm despite the danger. Will you come alongside them with prayer and support? We'll connect you at our website.
Donations to help support the pastors and church planters are vital so that they can lead their congregations and continue to have outreach in their communities.
This is Mission Network News. Last October, India's eastern coast experienced the worst storm in 14 years, Cyclone Phalen. Right after Phalen struck, Gospel for Asia teams responded with the compassion of Christ and cared for survivors' basic needs. Well, that's led to a lot of curiosity and questions about the gospel. GFA teams have rebuilt 141 homes so far, and they're building friendships, too. Pray for the immediate and eternal impact these ministry efforts are having. Meanwhile, have you recently made any changes in your life that turned into a blessing? Well, Paradise Bound Ministries can relate. In Guatemala, they're implementing an aviation ministry. When traveling by car, Paradise Bound will reach three villages with the gospel at most over 3 days. Dan Smith of Paradise Bound says,
if we were to fly to those same three villages, we could do all three villages in the same day, going from one village to another village to another village, and still be back home in time for supper, and we will have presented the gospel to hundreds more people than what we would have over the course of 3 days.
The challenge is raising funds.
I know even now that there's listeners who are listening today that could write a check for $250,000, and it would not hurt them financially. If anything, it would actually bring gifts into their life, as you cannot outgive God. But there's also those who are listening today that couldn't even do $2.50 without hurting them.
Traditionally, it's been the latter type of donation that supported Paradise Bound. If you can help, visit our website. And remember this spring's flooding in Pakistan? Well, we've got an update for you. AMG International says their team is continuing to help with food and legal needs. So far, 70 food packs have been given to 70 families. The AMG team has also been able to share the gospel, giving families hope through these difficult times. Pray AMG can continue ministering and providing for families affected by the flooding. Visit our website to see how you can help, too. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.